You know, you're talking about the greatest music festival in the world, and we're talking about grass.
It's one of those things that if it's done right, you don't think about it, and you shouldn't have to think about where the water's going. You shouldn't have to think about where the power is coming from.
Welcome back to the What Podcast. It's Sunday. What day is it? November 16th. Officially on the calendar, but I think, Russ, you and I both would agree it's Home Improvement Day, whatever the calendar says.
Home Improvement Day, Move-In Day,
all
of the above. Yeah.
Deal with your house day. I'm remodeling a bathroom. You are putting boxes, filling boxes, moving from one house to another, aren't you?
Yeah, as you can see from all the boxes behind me, I am moving. So that's been in process for the last week or so, and of course I'm nowhere near done, so
yeah,
lots more to do. Lots of changes.
Same with this bathroom. It seemed like a really easy, good idea 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm still working on it. But if you're looking at the screen, you'll notice someone's missing. Our man Brian is on location in Mexico City with correspondent Beth. They are both there. I'm going to guess having the absolute time of their lives. I kind of feel like that parent, you know, we've sent the kids off and haven't heard anything except for Friday night.
I know. I mean, you know, of course you check socials and it looks like they're having a great time. Yeah. So, yeah, I think they're having a blast. It's neat to see them go off and do that, like you said, kind of a leave the nest kind of thing, but.
Yeah, I half expect to get a, you know, I need you to bail me out of jail because he was arrested for stalking Chapel Roan in the airport. But
that was pretty funny. He apparently landed in the airport, and then here comes Chapel Roan, and she's got, five or six guards around her, bodyguards, and Brian is like the paparazzi trying to film it. And, of course, they kind of shoo him away. Yeah, but
run him off. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll reach out. I've reached out to him this morning just kind of for an update. I know when they get back, we'll do a full episode. But today...
Yeah, we'll get a full recap when they get back in and get rested, I'm sure.
Yeah. This is going to be a quick episode. We just want to update. There have been a couple of... or another Roo Clue and some updates on socials, like you said, from the farm. Looks like they've been doing a lot of work getting it ready. Mm-hmm. And of course we keep hearing, as everyone does, that we're probably going to get a lineup, sooner rather than later, probably sooner this year. So excited about that. So really interested to see what they put together.
Yeah. They've thrown off our whole schedule because, you know, we usually tend to take a break late December. But now we've got to hit the ground running with lineup and all kinds of stuff happening before the new year.
Right. I meant to say before we get to that, their lineup, Beth and Brian, today they've got, Linkin Park, Weezer, James,
Deftones,
Monsters, man. So pretty good day. I know they're excited.
Yeah, the lineup is, I mean, it's right up their alley, and it's right up our alley, too. I mean, it's all stuff we love. I mean, I would have loved to go to this thing. So
no doubt.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump right into the clue, the next Roo clue, if you will. You've got it uploaded, ready to go, right?
Yeah. Did you call in?
No, not yet.
You still haven't called.
No. I keep forgetting. I keep thinking about sanding drywall. I'll do that this afternoon.
Yeah. I recorded it. Yeah, still kind of, you know, not sure how I feel about that because we've been doing this phone thing for a while and it feels a little, you know, remember like 2019, the logo, the Bonnaroo logo had this like dripping kind of look to it, and it really looked like Camp Nut Butter.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, you know, flattery, imitation, right?
Well, if you're going to steal from the best.
Steal from, that's right. We're happy to share.
All right. Well, here, let's play this, and then you tell me what you think from this Roo clue. Here we go.
Hello. You've reached Bonnaroo Mystery Services. Please hold while Bonna Clara gazes in her crystal ball to see what's in store for you.
well, well. You have adventure on your horizon. I see your pulse racing like thunder from down under. You've got rebellion in your breath and glitter on your knuckles, and the crowd will shout your name. Inhale the moment. It's gone in a flash.
Yeah.
Anything?
I got nothing. No.
Best guess from what I've seen is Amelin the Sniffers. This is a rock band. They're from Australia, which the Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, there's if you look in a crystal ball, there's like a nose, and then you can hear like sniff. So that kind of aligns. People were also thinking Rufus Du Sol because they're also from Australia.
Well, either one's good with me.
Yeah, either one's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
I guess we'll get probably two or three more Rue clues, would you think?
Yeah.
They usually do, what, four or five?
Yeah. Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. And then we'll, like I said, I think we'll get probably a lineup next month.
Seems likely at this point.
Yeah. And that way they can do the ticket sales around Christmas, would make sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like we talked about.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to sell tickets until the lineup comes out. So
right.
The sooner they get the lineup out, the sooner they can sell tickets.
I do know, and I can say this, we will have tickets to give away again this year.
That's right. Good call. Yeah, we did get reached out to, and like always, we're going to have a contest to give away a couple of tickets. I'm guessing probably GA and a camping pass, right?
Yep, absolutely. It's a full package. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
That's been awesome. We've been doing that since 2018. We've given tickets away every year since we started the show. Our friend Dan was very helpful. He actually reached out this year and said, hey, do you want to do it again? And I was like, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. That's so, Dan Sievers,
Dan
right?
Dan Sievers, yeah.
Shout out.
Works mostly with radio people, but they include us in that, even though we are a podcast. It's always... I mean, it's way inside baseball, but you got to fill out that application, and it's like, how many radio spots will you do? And I'm like, none.
Yeah. None.
None spots, but yeah. We will promote it.
We'll have to wait. Get subscribed, because we're going to announce that contest pretty soon once we figure out what we want, we want people to enter, and what kind of content we want to do with that. So I'm looking forward to that. I always like the contest. It's always neat hearing from everybody. So, and we usually pick some pretty good winners, right?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. We got to see, a couple of them this past year at the meetup
and then
the beer exchange. So,
yeah, this year our contest winner was Lena, and she brought her friend Mary, I want to say. That was the two.
Yeah.
And, we've
previous some... year's winner, I think, was there too. So, that's really cool.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, we'll wait till Brian gets back. And we'll figure out what the contest will be. But I'm sure we'll use the telephone again because it's such a cool thing.
Well, I don't know. It's not cool anymore now that everybody's stolen it. Yeah.
We'll have to think of something else.
Yeah. And the fax line is gone. So that's done.
Oh, no. All right.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Yeah, so socials, we saw some pictures of the farm, right? We kind of alluded to that last week, but it looks like the improvements continue there, speaking of home improvements.
Yeah, good segue. Do you remember Brian talking about this guy, Justin, that he's kind of befriended? Justin is the groundskeeper there. And, we've wanted to get him on the show, and we probably will still at some point. But, you know, it's just been hard to get that lined up. Well, Bonnaroo posted a short little video featuring Justin talking about like kind of the stuff they've done to improve the farm. And so did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. Well,
I figured we'd include it here just to,
sure.
Just to be complete. So here we go.
My name is Justin. I've been with the festival for 20 years. And during the off season, I help manage the property out here at the farm. So the top three priorities this year on the farm in the off season are going to be improving our grounds through turf management and the newly seeding of 135 acres of Bermuda grass. We're also going to be improving some of the stormwater management systems site-wide, not only in the venue, but in some of the campground areas. And then we're also significantly expanding the road system and the pads that host some of our back of house areas, as well as our plaza services where we have showers and bathrooms.
Cool.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. I just heard from Brian. Very short message. It's been great, but absolutely exhausting. We're basically at the fest all day long and lots of small fires that have complicated things some. Plenty of pics and video for a good recap with good stories.
Awesome.
And he has nice things to say about our friend Chris Vineyard, who put all this together and has hooked us up with some great guests, including Ricardo from this festival. So glad to hear that. Glad to hear they're having fun and glad to hear it's complicated.
Very cool.
Yeah. I don't want it to be too perfect.
Yeah.
Mostly because, you know, he has to have something to bitch about or he's not happy.
Yeah. If he comes back and says everything was great, we'll be like, yeah. Did you really go?
Yeah. Something.
Because he's got something to complain about.
That's not right. But interesting to see. All right. So I have laughed. You know, I've written about the Bonnaroo since the beginning for the Times Free Press here in Chattanooga. That was my job. And I always, every year, made note that I was talking about infrastructure, things like grass, trees, shade, roads. And it seemed so, anticlimactic, you know, you're talking about the greatest music festival in the world and we're talking about grass.
And you're writing about grass. Yeah. And it's one of those things that if it's done right, you don't think about it and you shouldn't have to think about where the water's going. You shouldn't have to think about where the power is coming from and all the logistical things, because it should all just get out of your way, right? It should all just kind of make it more magical because you're not having to think about that stuff. But it's important. And if it's not done right, things get out of hand quickly.
Yeah. So the grass, why that's important. Shade, obviously, I think people can, and probably water runoff. I mean, especially, you know, last year. But the grass is, I don't remember what year, Russ. It was either 8 or 9 or 10, but it was early on. And when you've got 80,000 people stomping around, if it's wet, it becomes a mud pit. But if it's super dry, like it was that year, it becomes a dust bowl.
Yeah.
And I've told this story many times. The photographer and I went on Saturdays. They used to have a parade, and Saturday evening people would go back to their camp, kind of eat, clean up, get ready for a big long night, and which we did. And we went back into Centaroo, and I looked around and I was like, wow, they take this parade seriously. They've got like smoke machines everywhere. It wasn't smoke.
It
was
not smoke.
Dust. Yeah. It was horrible. And so, you know, to hear them say that they planted the turf, that it puts up with the foot traffic better and keeps that dust down, as does paving the roads.
And speaking of that, Corey posted this drone video, and I'll just go ahead and play some of it. There's no sound. We can kind of talk over it, but just to kind of, you know, so you can kind of see an idea of what they're doing. This is kind of a first person thing, but looks like a lot of gravel they've put down.
That's crush and run. It doesn't get dusty and it holds up.
That's my move. I do the crush and run.
You do crush and run.
Yeah.
Good move. They used to have to come around a couple times a day with like water trucks and water down the path there to keep the dust down. So this will be very helpful. So cool.
Yeah, and it's, you know, once again, it's neat to see Bonnaroo kind of back alive after a hiatus of no updates, and now we're getting all kinds of stuff.
Trying to orient. Where are we?
I have no idea. This looks like it's probably out in the campgrounds.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, make sure you watch this on YouTube if you're just listening. You can kind of see what we're talking about. There's
that looks like the freeway must be traffic.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay.
Big improvements to the campgrounds, which I know that's part of the problem, is it gets really soggy when it rains and, you know, kind of tends to flood. So
there we go. Yeah, we've got a lot of questions coming up. Lineup, obviously, being one. I don't know if we'll get an actual number. I don't think Brad Parker ever said how many. I know they were going to reduce the number of attendees, but he never gave us a full number that
never
I remember.
Never gave us a hard number. Yeah.
They don't. They're squirrely about numbers anyway. But I know they're also fewer people and fewer a smaller footprint, right? They're not going as far back on the campground. So,
yeah, and that's one of the things. Last year, well, I say last year, it's technically still this year, back in June.
Yeah.
When I got there on Monday or Tuesday, I met up with Evan and picked him up, and we just rode the bus around the campground. We said, let's just do a lap and just kind of see what they're up to. And we were amazed at how far back they were building campsites, like right up to the freeway, basically, right up to, you know, it's right there against people's properties. Mm-hmm. People live right there, so they were really, like, going really far out with camping, which I guess they were expecting a lot of campers. So, but, you know, it's good that they're having a smaller footprint because that means they've identified the places where it's going to flood more and they can keep people from camping back there.
Right.
So.
Yep. Yep. All right. Like I said, this is what we record usually on a Sunday. So we're in middle November. So within a month, I would guess we're going to have a lineup, and we'll have a report from Brian. You know, I don't know if he'll be ready next week or not. Hopefully,
he might need some time, but I'm sure he can't wait to come on and tell us all about it. It looks amazing, just the pictures and video, and the pictures Beth has gotten. I'm sure she's having a great time with the, you know, she got the photo pass and all that. So
I'm
this
excited.
Whole thing worked out great.
I'm excited to hear from them about that and really the comparison. Can't wait to kind of see how a festival in another country might compare.
Yeah, me too.
And I know they had a lot of extracurriculars too planned during the day in addition to the music part of it. So
yeah, he said something about, I guess, a brewery tour down there. And
as he said, a lot of Chamber of Commerce events.
Chamber of Commerce type city stuff. Yeah.
So it's a travel trip. So
yeah.
Well, they've been working, so good. All right. What else? Anything else?
I don't know. And then on top of this, I'm moving, and you're renovating a bathroom. So not the most ideal time to start talking about Bonnaroo next year, but here we are.
Yeah, I'm excited. It feels like it's on top of us. So, all right. Well, good deal. Thank you guys for listening. Like I said, this is a shorter episode, but please still subscribe and hit like and all that stuff. And if you've got any ideas for a contest, you know, give us a call. What's that number again, Russ?
That number is 423-667-7877, and that line is always open if you like to, give us a call with your ideas, your thoughts. You can email us, comments@thewhatpodcast.com. So multiple ways to get in touch. We love to hear from you.
Yep.
And like you said, please stay subscribed. We're hitting the ground running with lineup news and improvement news and all of the above.
All right. Well, good luck with your packing. I would rather take a beating. But I'd almost swap you for sanding mud off of a bathroom ceiling. So
I was just thinking, I'm not sure which is worse, moving or renovating. Yeah, sanding and painting and all that. Yeah,
it never seems to end. But all right, guys, we will talk next week, I hope. If not, it'll be shortly after that, and we'll hear about Corona Capital Festival, and then we'll have whatever more Bonnaroo news. So see you guys. We'll be right back.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.